This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
8:36 a.m., you're listening to The Morning Run. I'm Shazana Mokhtar with Keith Kam. In half an hour, we have the opening bell where we check out how Bursa Malaysia begins the trading day. But before that, let's talk about progress on reforms under the current government. The historic change of government, for the first time in 60 years of independence back in 2018, created enormous pressure on Pakatan Harapan to carry out political and institutional reforms as quickly as possible. Fast forward 4 years and three governments later, the urgent call for reforms remains in place, but perhaps expectations for pace of progress have moderated somewhat.
All that said, given the 10th Prime Minister's reformist credentials, there are high hopes that his cabinet will deliver many of the long-awaited changes in political and institutional governance that can strengthen Malaysian democracy. The CSO Platform for Reform, that's a coalition of 60 civil society organisations in Malaysia, released its 100-day report card this week, assessing Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim's performance in the first 3 months. And the report looks at four core areas, namely governance, leadership, institutions, parliament and state assemblies, as well as key laws and policies.
So where does this government sit on the bell curve? Joining us this morning to assess the performance of the government on reforms is Gerald Joseph, Chair of the CSO Platform for Reform. Gerald, good morning. Thank you very much for joining us today. I'd like to start with just getting a sense of the overall attitudes of civil society towards the government after 4 years of political turmoil. In light of what happened during the Sheraton move, do you see CSOs being more forgiving in terms of expectations for progress towards the government?
Good morning. I think the CSOs have not let up on the price of institutional reforms. I think the 2018 start was probably a stuttering start to the engine. But we are back now. And the change of government disabled the commitments of the previous two governments to reform. So now we have a government that is actually back, picking up the bits and pieces. And I think it's a good space for us to be. I think if the Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim can take up his whole cabinet and the whole unity government to actually look at Malaysia 10 years ahead, get the difficult things changed, I think we will be on track. I think the recent announcement also by Minister Azalina to release the Institutional Reform Committee report, I think makes perfect sense, because a lot of our work, our submissions by so many various actors already is in that report and deliberated by good thinking minds of Malaysia. I think it's time that we move forward. But for the CSOs, we have not forgotten the Sheraton move. We remember that painfully, but I think we also realize that governments only have the present moment as government of the day, and you have to get things moving. You cannot say, I will do it in 2-3 years' time. Those promises are hollow because of the terrain where governments can change so fast. So CSOs have also come up with what we call the short list. We have the long list as our backgrounder, but we have a short list where we want some of these things to move forward as soon as possible.
Gerald, you sound a bit more encouraged with the current government right now, but can I get a sense of what sort of level of engagements have you and other CSOs have had with the government at this point?
I think we are back to where we can actually speak to government leadership, to the ministers, to the officers. It's much more easier, it's much more relaxed. You feel the doors of parliament a little bit more relaxed for you going in. So I think that's a good sign. In 2018, I think many CSOs were invited into official task force and committees at the ministerial level, never before. I think that's the way to move forward. Those committees have not really started yet, and I think it's about time after this 100 days to start inserting CSOs experts as part of this engagement. For the platform, we've met Minister Azalina, Deputy Minister Ram Karpal, the Speaker, and it's been very positive because we straight away dive into what needs to change. No more the pleasantries of, you know, things have gone well. Everybody knows what needs to be done. But I think there's still some cultural issue in civil service where the officers around the minister or the ministerial leadership, you know, all these SUSK, the special SOs, the SUPs, there's a whole lot of acronym officers. I think they need to be trained that you should not ring fence your boss, don't delay engagement. And the minister should give a clear indication that open, find pathways, insert time for alternative views, for civil society, for different actors to come in. And that still hasn't happened yet. And I think that must happen as a blanket rule by Anwar Ibrahim to all his ministers, so that we don't feel like we have to almost run after the officers so often. And this reminds me of the past.
Gerald, you said that you only have the government of the day to deal with, and I kind of get a sense that you definitely have some urgency going. What are the CSOs doing to push this agenda a little bit quicker since it's so urgent?
Yeah, I think on the list of what we want to progress on the four areas that you mentioned earlier in our CSO platform for reform, I think some indications are good, like the under the leadership mechanism, appointments must be open, transparent. I think Anwar announces it, he does some well, and then you see like the announcement of Dr. Ashraf recently as Mara chairman. We've got nothing against the individual appointed, but we want an institutional process that is transparent and open. The question is, could I have applied for UMNO chairman? I may not have got it, but is there a procedure, a process? Can I read the criteria? I think this has to run through all appointments in order for no accusation. I think those systems are not in place. So it's now at the best goodwill, and I think that needs to change. I think we remember the announcement of Nurul Iza, but now she's stepped down. I think things like that should not happen, not because she doesn't have the competency, but the procedures and processes in it. Number two, I think this government also has announced some good things, like the increase of High Court judge posts for Sabah and Sarawak, which is responding to realities on the ground. Excellent. There's this whole discussion of the KPI, Madani, and I think the chief secretary spoke about the KPI of this Madani society of this government, which is supposed to be people-friendly. But then I'm laughing because all we keep hearing in the newspaper is that the guards or the officers stopping people with skirt and shorts. You know, I think this fixation with skirt and shorts as an indicator of Madani is totally off the mark, because it's got nothing to do with public service delivery. So, on the institutional reform front, some great strides, I would say. You know, the announcement of Minister of Law and Deputy Minister has been very sharp and clear. The need for task force, the need for separation of powers of Attorney General and Public Prosecutor, Anwar Ibrahim saying no more political interference. I mean, these are really great things, but we now need to see it institutionalized, not by will of individual ministers, you know. So I think the setting up of the Independent Children's Commission, I like it, but I've heard it in 2018. They tried it in round one without actually creating the office. So again, it's an insertion into Suhakam. So I'm very familiar with this since I was there before. Mm. But we still don't have the office. And the question is, whenever you announce something, give us a timeline. Say it's going to happen in 1 year and we are now working on it, you know. The children detained in immigration detention announcement by the Home Minister. Again, another announcement. I've heard it again in 2018. But where's the timeline? Mm. We've heard this kind of announcements over and over again, and this shouldn't be the case. So I think there's a whole host of promises of policy and law reform. Excellent. We're hearing about the decriminalizing of suicides. Great. Automatic Malaysian citizenship. Excellent. Long overdue. The movement away from mandatory death penalty. Discussions held in the previous three governments. And now we are finally almost there. And also the emancipation, or at least autonomy, of Sabah, Sarawak in terms of handling their own project development of more than, less than 50 million. I think all in the right direction. This is the feeling of urgency that, yeah, you start doing it, but don't just talk about it. Make it happen.
Okay, so you highlight a lot of a number of areas where you think the government is making progress, but also some bits that they should be paying more attention on, especially in terms of transparency and governance leadership. I do want to ask you, Gerald, with the state elections coming up in June, how much progress can be made? And do you see progress in reforms as important for government coalition parties to gain support at the ballot box? Do you think that's actually going to move the needle in terms of making sure that voters are supportive of the current government?
I think voters are intelligent, but also I think there is a subtext of the play of race and religion that needs to be handled, and that formula is not found yet. And that's why you see this Mentega movie getting again spotlighted. The recent, of course, the short skirt I mentioned. So issues that can be exploited are exploited. And I think that's why yesterday an MP in Parliament said maybe it's time to find out what is the underlying causes that racism can grow. So I think on the reform, the framework for reform is there, and I think that's going to be good for the government to show itself for the state election. But I'm also getting the feeling the real work for accelerated reform is going to only happen after the state election, because now it's a very political mood, and there's a small bits coming through, but I'm quite sure that after the politics subsides post the sixth state election, we will be able to move forward much more than less. Yeah.
All right, Gerald, thank you very much for speaking with us. That was Gerald Joseph, chair of the CSO Platform for Reform, talking to us about some of the positives and maybe areas of weakness that the government should look at when it comes to institutional and political reforms.
Yeah, one key thing that one key takeaway is that he wants things to be institutionalized so that any change in government, these things can still carry on. And I think that's a good way to go.
8:48 in the morning. We are heading into some messages, but we'll come back to discuss the nexus between transport links and property development. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.